Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, the number of people killed in Friday's devastating floods in Texas has risen to 91. 27 of those are children. 10 girls are among the 41 people still missing. NBC's Jay Gray is in Kerr County and says everyone is pulling together to find them.
They are in the air. They're on horseback. There are dog units here. There are military vehicles, high-profile vehicles going into areas where there is still water. There's thermal imaging. They're trying to find any heat traces that could symbolize somebody trapped inside. They're using night vision goggles.
Residents have been warned more heavy rains forecast to hit the area over the next 2 days. 52,000 petals fell down St Paul's Cathedral in tribute to the 52 victims of the 7/7 London bombings earlier. Their names were read out during a special service marking the 20th anniversary. A man's appeared in court charged with the murder of a scientist in Dundee. Dr. Fortune Gomo, who was 39, was attacked near her home on Saturday afternoon. 20-year-old Kyla Rattray didn't enter a plea and was remanded in custody. Major retailers are sharing the images and details of prolific shoplifters. M&S, Morrisons, Boots, Primark and Greggs are among the stores using a new database. Tennis and Novak Djokovic has continued his quest for an eighth Wimbledon title with a four-set victory over Alex Dimonneur. The 38-year-old looked in pain for large parts of the match, but played down any concerns about his injuries.
It was all good. It was just trying to manage sometimes the breathing, obviously, after 30-plus shots, rallies from back of the court. You need a breather and you don't have much time, so maybe that was the case, yeah.
And former world boxing champion Ricky Hatton's announced he'll step back into the ring 13 years after retiring from the sport. The hitman will be 47 when he goes toe-to-toe with Issa Eldar in a middleweight bout in Dubai this December. That's the latest. I'm Jane.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Two boys charged with the murder of a father of one are due to go on trial in the autumn. It's a week today since Cameron Aman was allegedly stabbed to death in Barry. The 16 and 17-year-olds from Lanthwaite Major cannot be named due to their ages. They're due to enter their pleas when they next appear at Cardiff Crown Court in August. Five people have pleaded not guilty to murdering Joanne Penny in Talbot's Green. The mother of one was shot dead outside a block of flats last March. Two other people have also denied charges in connection with her death and will go on trial in October. A woman from Leicestershire accused of murder will appear in court later this week. Aquapark chiefs say 16 new lifeguards have been trained for their site at Cosmeston Lakes. A two-month pilot at the controversial water park attraction began over the weekend. Vale of Glamorgan Council says revenue will help to pay for the park's maintenance costs, but campaigners against the development have threatened legal action over environmental concerns. Dunraven Bay has been named one of the UK's top 50 beaches in a new guide. The Times annual list highlights the Severn Down beauty spot as good for fossil hunting as it is for the views of the Bristol Channel. 2 years ago, the beach lost its blue flag status, but this year it was given a seaside award by Keep Wales Tidy. In sports, Charlie Escort says the Wales squad was blown away by the support at their Women's Euros debut. Over 4,000 fans made up the Red Wall in Saturday's 3-0 defeat to the Netherlands in Lausanne. Despite the results, the Reading midfielder says the backing was incredibly special.
That feeling was honestly indescribable. Like, it was, they made it so special for us. And then before the game with the anthem, like, I don't think there was many dry eyes in the house.
Wales face France in their next group game on Wednesday.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean, the Gaelic ink on your arm? Said it was one of my friend's songs, do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. Are you my pretty little Galway girl?
me at pool, and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee, singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet, a cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week, and in this packed out room where she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands, and baby I just wanna dance, my pretty little girl. Closing time, I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine, as we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands, and baby I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro with me, Mike Fowler. So what have I got to bring you on today's show? So we're going to be having a look at the international rugby. We're going to be looking at how the Lions are getting on in their series down in Australia. We're going to dip into the women's Euros, where Wales played their historic first ever match. We're going to be having a look at the cricket that's being taken place around the Vale. But if there's a sport you think I should be talking about taking place here in the Vale, then all you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can find Bro Radio on the social medias. Drop us a line and we could be talking about the sport that you find so relaxing or so competitive to play in the Vale. But up next on Bro, we're going to be having to dip into the rugby. Coming up on Bro.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, mm-hmm. One life,
one life,
one need, and I,
mm-hmm.
One love,
one love,
get to share it.
Ooh.
Leaves you, darling. You don't care.
Leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to
oh,
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to jump straight into the rugby. So we're going to start with the Lions that are still touring down in Australia. And the Lions took on the Waratahs on Saturday, winning that match 21 points to 10. And it was a good game to watch. It was a competitive game. The last couple of games that the Lions have played, they've been sort of scored 50 or plus points on the opponents. So I think they did need a little bit of a tougher match. And this certainly was a tougher game for them there. I mean, there was moments there when I thought the Lions team were, they were just going to go on, kick on and score a few more points there. You normally expect sort of within the last 20 minutes of a match that they would extend their lead, but the Waratahs, they're a good side themselves, and the Waratahs, they did keep the game close and keep it tight. And you know, there was a couple of moments where I thought, oh, maybe the Waratahs are gonna do a number on the Lions there, but fortunately that didn't happen. Although I think there's still a few questions about the defensive side of the Lions going forward. Everything was almost clicking. It was a slight forward pass or a little bit of a handling error or something like that. So I can see it is going to be a good series continuing there. And it continues on Wednesday. So it's at 11 o'clock. If you've got chance to watch that. They're taking on the Brumbies, and then on Saturday they've got taking on the Invitational Australian Union and New Zealand Union team, and that's at 11 a.m. and again, all this is to build up towards the three test matches against Australia, and I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. As I said, I think the Lions have shown some moments of brilliance in attack, but they've also we've also seen some defensive fragility there as well on there, and all these games are building up to an absolute fantastic Lions Test Series on there, so we'll keep you up to date with what's been going on in the Lions. If anybody was listening last week, then you'd know that I had a massive day of sport planned, and it started with getting up at 6 a.m. Yes, there's more than one 6 o'clock on the clock in the day. In fact, I got up so early that even the dog looked at me, lifted her head up and put her head back down in her bed and was like, nope, I'm not even getting up. So at 6 a.m. I was sat there, anticipation, hope and a cup of tea to watch Wales take on Japan. And it was going really well. I mean, the first half they were leading 19-7 with a try from Thomas and Tom Rogers and a penalty try. And I thought, oh, great, this is looking good for Wales. We're going to get our first win. It's going to set the two-game series off really nicely. And yes, it was warm. Yes, there was humidity there. Both teams had to deal with it. And, you know, there's water breaks. And, you know, I'm not a professional sports person by any standard. But something around the 60 minutes, something that Japan just seemed to come to life. And they actually won that game then 24-19. So Wales didn't score a single point in the second half. So that is a little bit concerning, taking a lead and not being able to build on that. And that does now mean that Wales haven't won a match in 21 months, and that's their 18th loss in a row. So it's putting a lot of pressure now on their next game against Japan, and that's on Saturday, and that's at 10-7. So everyone gets a bit more of a lie in there. But I think it's an important game there. And no one goes into a job thinking they're gonna do a bad job. But so, you know, you can't blame the players going out there and playing. I just think something's just not right, and I think we just need to get any victory on the board there just to get that W in the box, because it can quite conceivably, with the autumn internationals, actually be an unprecedented 24 months. So Wales could go two whole years without winning. Without winning an international match, and then we'll be into the Six Nations. And again, all the matches are really competitive in the Six Nations. But I think anything with sport, there's always peaks and troughs. And I think once you get your first win, I think you can build on your first win, and that's where you get your momentum. Then I'm somebody who certainly remembers Wales when they were playing in the late 80s and early 90s, and we went through quite a barren spell then. Is what's going on now, is this worse? I mean, it's different. We were in professional versus amateur rugby. With everything, there's more news, there's more social media, there's more presence around. So we're more aware of what's going on. I do think, though, we are probably in one of our worst troughs. I'm just looking at the statistics, but as we all know, anyone that remembers sort of late 80s and through the 90s, then look what happened in the year early 2000s. So there's always positivity, and we just need to look at the positivity and remember that we've been through dark times before, and there's always something good to look forward to after the dark times. And talking of things to look forward to, the under-20s have been involved in their Rugby World Championships, and they did lose to Argentina in their first game. But Wales also went down to France 35-21. And again, this is Wales were 7-21 up at half time as well. So again, another Wales team that didn't put a single point on after the half there. They did get tries from Jack Woods, Tom Bowen and Sam Scott there as well. But unfortunately, they've got one game left in the pool now, after, and that's their second loss now. So on Wednesday, they take on Spain, and that's sort of, Spain are just sitting just ahead of them in the pool, so that would be just to not finish bottom of the pool there. And the last little bit of rugby news, there is Welsh women's rugby. Alex Callender and Kate Williams have been named as co-captains for the two-match test series against Australia. So the Wales women's team take on Australia on Saturday, the 26th of July, so about 2 weeks from now. And that's at 5 o'clock, so it's an even earlier start there for me. And then they also take them on in their second game, the beginning of August, and that's a slightly better kickoff time for me. That's 10 o'clock. Oh, I did not do well on Saturday after being up at 6 a.m. I can tell you that. No, but whilst the sport was going on, I think for me the adrenaline was still going, so I kept going, and I think I hit a wall about 9:30, 10 o'clock then, and that was me done, and it kind of messed me up for my Sunday then as well. But that's enough about me and my sleeping patterns there. Up next on board, we're going to have a look at how Wales got on in their first ever women's Euro championship match against the Netherlands, coming up on Bro.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Want to know about the health and wellbeing services available to you in your local area and across Wales? Then take a look at Dewis Cymru today. From youth clubs to walking groups, exercise classes to help with shopping, Dewis Cymru offers up-to-date links and contacts to local groups, events, support and care services that can help improve your health and well-being. Find out about all the ways Dewis Cymru can help you and your loved ones at dewis.wales today.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a look at the historic Euro 2025 game where Wales took on the Netherlands. Now, this is Wales' women's first major tournament, and they are the lowest ranked side in the tournament. And they did lose the match. They lost it 3-0, but there were some good moments in there for Wales team, and this is a team getting used to international football. And you think Netherlands, they are a team that have previously lifted this trophy as well, and they did ride their luck. Netherlands hit the crossbar a handful of times as well, but there was some really good breaks by the Welsh team, especially in the transition period. And Kerry Holland was getting forward quite a bit there, and delivering some really good balls in the box there as well. But unfortunately for Wales, they were conceded at probably the worst moment. There was 3 minutes of time added on at the end of the game for the first half, and they conceded on 45 plus two. So there's really no time to respond to that. And that changes the whole team talk. If you're still holding them off 0-0, that's a different mindset when you go out in the second half. And then they conceded 3 minutes into the second half as well there. So, and they always say in football, you know, they're the two, probably the worst times to concede are probably just before and just after half time. And then there was a third that went in, but it was absolutely fantastic to see the red wall there, and to see Wales for the first time on the international stage in women's football. I mean, it was a really good defensive performance there, and I know it sounds strange to say it was a really good performance when a team loses 3-0, but I think it could have been a lot worse, and I think the players are stuck to the task in hand as well. They weren't going out there. I know some people say, oh, you go out for experience. They're not. They're competitive players, and they're going out to compete, and they're going out to do their best there. They've got another tough match on Wednesday. That's against France. And then their final game in the group is against England. But France beat England in their opening game. So again, it was France, Netherlands and England in your first in your group, in your first ever Euro final. That's always going to be a tough ask, but it's 11 against 11, and as we know, anything can happen in football. They've played the first game in Lucerne. They know what it feels like now to be playing at that tempo and with that pressure on them, and I really hope that, I know there's pressure, and I know people want them to win, and you know, everyone wants to win, but I really hope that the players actually just, and the fans, just actually enjoy what's going on out there, and enjoy the fact that Wales actually made it to the Euro final, and that's an achievement in itself there. But they do, as I said, they do take on France on Wednesday, and then it's the big one against England on Saturday, and that could be a big one for England. I mean, England have got to take on the Netherlands next, and they currently, like Wales, sit in their group, in Group D, with 0 points, and it's only goal difference between Wales and England. So, I mean, if Wales could sneak a victory in against France and the Netherlands, the Netherlands did look a good outfit, and if they can beat England there, then, you know, it's all to play for. So let's see what happens in the next round of matches in the Women's Euro Championships. Up next, Umbro, I'll be bringing you a selection of cricket results from around the Vale.
Yeah.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And now we're going to be bringing you a selection of cricket scores from around the Vale. And first of all, we're going to start with the Vale Cricket Club. So their first 11, they were at home to Penarth's second 11, and that match was abandoned. And Vale's second 11, they were away to Malpast's second 11, and they won that match by 4 wickets. And Vale's third 11, they were at home to Blackwood Town third 11, and that game was cancelled. And on Saturday coming up, the Vale's first 11, they're away to St. Fagan's second 11. The Vale's second 11, they're at home in Corntown to Upper Rhondda's first 11. And the Vale's third 11, they're away to Llanarth's second 11. And the Vale's fourth 11, they're at home in Wick Village Green to Glengwrnie's second 11. And Barry Athletic Cricket Club, their firsts on Saturday were at home to Blackwood Town firsts, and that game was cancelled. And the Barry Athletics second 11, they were away to Pontypridd's second 11, and that game was cancelled as well. And on next Saturday, Barry Athletics first 11, they're away to Craigers first 11. And the Barry Athletics second 11, they're at home to Bay Dragons first 11. And Penarth. Now, Penarth's first 11, they were at home to Penturk's first 11, and they won that by 4 wickets. As we know, Penarth's second 11, they were away to the Vale's first 11, and we know that that game was unfortunately abandoned. And then Penarth's third 11, they were away to Bay Dragons' first 11, and again, that game was abandoned. And Penarth's fourth 11, were at home to Bridgend's third 11, and that game was cancelled. And on Saturday coming, Penarth's first 11, they're at home to Malpas first 11. Penarth's second 11 are away to Newbridge's first 11. Penarth's third 11 are at home to Newport Fugitives second 11. And Penarth's fourth 11, they're away to Pencoed first 11. And cricket is one of those sports, unfortunately, there seem to be a few cancelled and a few abandoned there. And it's one of those, it's kind of at the mercy of the weather. And although we've been having really good weather the last few weeks, on the weekend it did rain, there was clouds cover there, and it just so happens that it just has to be on the weekends that we're getting a little bit of the bad weather, and that's the weekends when we're normally out and about doing and playing sport. So hopefully this weekend coming, it's going to be nice, and they can get the matches that are scheduled in played. But just remind anyone who's out playing sport in this weather, if it be anything from just going out running on your own, or you're playing a game that's been organised by a federation or anything like that, then just be wary. Just make sure that you hydrate yourself well when you're out in this weather. And if you need it, anything like me, make sure you've got your suntan cream on if you're going to be out for a long time. And if you can win the sport that you're in, put a hat on to try and keep yourself as covered up as much as possible. It's really important, especially when you're out playing sport in this weather, though, as I would say, hydration is probably key and number one thing to do there, because it doesn't feel nice when you succumb to the hot temperatures. So just look after yourself, and if your body's not feeling right when you're not playing, then certainly tell your coaches or tell whoever's organising or running the event. Just say that I'm not feeling right, and then go and find yourself a bit of shade and drink some water there. You just got to look after yourself when you're not playing sport. And I know we love getting out and playing sport, and we love doing it in really nice weather, but just need to just be a little bit careful when you're out and about in that weather. But we've still got more information to come up here at Pearl.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Next time you need a room for a get-together, a board meeting, or that next big event, talk to the YMCA in Barry. As we've flexible spaces in a great location. We've rooms for small meetings, large conferences, and everything in between. YMCA Barry is great value too. We're easy to get to, we've plenty of on-site parking, we can even sort the catering. To make your event a success, book now at ymcabarry.org.uk.
Finishing school this summer? Get your place at Cardiff and Vale College this September. With loads of subjects, you're bound to find something that's perfect for you. From aircraft engineering to art and design, business to beauty therapy, construction to catering, drama to dance, engineering to esports, the list goes on. It's not too late to apply. Find out more at cabc.ac.uk.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Always when we fight, I try to make you laugh, till everything's forgotten. I know you hate that. Pa pa da da pa 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 pa. Always when we fight, I kiss you once or twice, and everything's forgotten. I know you hate that. I love you, Sunday sun. Week's not yet begun, and everything is quiet, and it's always
is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And some pre-season is just around the corner with the football season. And yes, I always used to think there was a longer gap between the end of the season and the beginning of the next. But I think a lot more teams are in sort of football action. The bigger professional teams are certainly in big pre-season tournaments as well. But it always gets exciting because anything like me, you're looking at the transfer lists now to see who's staying for your team, who's leaving, and what else is going on. But then nothing beats the first game of the season. So you always know when pre-season starts, and I know we're just at the beginning of July, but it's not going to be long now until the football season is underway. There, so anyone who's football fans, although we've had enough, personally I think we've had enough football to keep us entertained whilst the league season has not been here, and let's hope for a better end to the season for our teams in the Vale, particularly Barry Town. Let's hope that they can actually push for the European places that they deserved this season coming now. But if you've got a team or a sport in the Vale that I'm not talking about, then what you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@proradio.fm. That's sport@proradio.fm. And I could be bringing to the people of the Vale the sport that you find so fantastic, that you enjoy so much, that it's a bit unusual and people aren't talking about. It's not one of the main known sports. And if you want to bring the attention of that to the people of the Vale, then all you need to do is get in touch with me here at Bro Radio. And I could even ask you to come along to Bro Radio and talk to me about the sport. And we could tell everybody about the Vale together about the sport that you find so brilliantly fantastic. I know the first couple of questions I normally ask are what's the rules or laws, depending on what the game is, because I like to know what they are, so I like to know what I can get away with personally on there. So prepare a list of them if you want to come in and talk to me about any sports that you're taking part in. Here up, bro. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Brewer Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And as the final acts of this show is concluding, I'm going to be back next week bringing you sports from around the Vale and keeping tabs on what our international teams and the Lions teams are doing in the meantime. But up next on Bro, you've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy, and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dennis, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centered treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 117 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
You've redecorated your home and you're over the moon with the results. Just the finishing touches to go, which is why you've booked an appointment at Ambient Window Shutters in Barry. The right window shutters transform your entire living space, and Ambient Window Shutters supply and install exquisite made-to-measure shutters to suit every budget. We're your local family-run firm, and you'll find our showroom at 116B Park Crescent in Barry.
Contact us today for a showroom appointment or home survey and see what we do at ambientwindowshutters.co.uk.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.